All right, so not necessarily a random thought, but more of a question, because I remember when South Carolina ended their assistance, the benefit assistance, you're like, come on, Texas, come on, Governor Abbott, do it. Now it's done across the country, and you are hiring across the country and across multiple states. So I guess my question to you is, have the ceilings open and the workers come pouring in like... Well, we don't want to say water rushing over a dam. You don't want to say ants piling into anything because, you know, want to make it more joyous. Like fireworks.
Yeah.
Have the workers exploded like fireworks. That still doesn't sound right.
No, it hasn't. And there's a whole lot going on with that. So with the federal unemployment ending across all the other states that still had it, you have 7.5 million losing their benefits. Right. And the reality, though, is, and I'll give a few different reasons or things that's going on in the market. You have schools that might not have in-person classes. So one of the parents can't go back to work. So they're choosing to stay home. You have a lot of people who've either started their own side hustle. Look at OnlyFans, right? Look at how many people have gone to that. And they're making
especially
a killing
now that they're
money.
Still allowing video stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have a lot, even that 7.5 million, they're not all coming back to the market. And then a lot of them are leaving some of the jobs that they used to that used to be popular, you know, restaurants, retail, hospitality. Those industries are struggling to hire people. And a lot of it has to do with the wage. Right. So to be a line cook, it could be $14 an hour somewhere. But you have every restaurant, every hotel restaurant, all these places that are struggling to find line cooks. So they're offering $18, $19, $20 an hour. So if you're a small mom and pop, you know, from a margin standpoint, you can't afford to match the wages that maybe a Marriott Courtyard or a Hyatt could afford to do.
I was in South Carolina and saw a bar offering $16 an hour plus benefits. And you're like, wait a minute, to work at a bar, right?
The other thing you're seeing is a lot of companies all are competing for the same talent. And so the amount of companies that are offering such higher wages per hour, it depends on your company if you can afford to be able to match that. And so what a lot of job seekers are saying is, hey, I'm worth more than $14 an hour. You know, I want $16, $17, $18 an hour, which kudos to them. And so they're going to be going to the places that pay more. Other things that we're seeing is all these companies offering sign-on bonuses, right? So that's the crazy thing. Like there are some companies that can afford to do a $1,000 sign-on bonus, $2,000 sign-on bonus. And the reality is that people are going to take those jobs. And then once they get their sign-on bonus, they're out.
You've got all these places offering these incentives to sign on. Well, great. But what about the people who stuck it out through the pandemic? You know, you've got these loyal workers who stuck through it and they were there with you through all this. They came back to work even, you know, when there were times that you were letting down, downsizing and all this other stuff. It feels like when you're going from cell phone company to cell phone company and they're offering everybody new or your cable company, and this is why I'm glad I cut the cord, but they give you this all these great things to sign up, but only for new users. And it sounds like all this is the same thing. Only for new employees. You loyal bastards, get back in there and work.
Well, here's what's funny is, and I'm sorry, it's not funny, but here's just some reality. A good employer is going to raise the wage of the people that have been there with them and then bring these new people in to match the same. There are some companies that are just so big that they don't give a shit. They can bring in these people because they know that, okay, you're going to leave. That's fine. I can find someone else and I'm going to bring them in at this wage and they're going to jump on it, right? But on the flip side, those people that stuck it out and they realize people are coming in at a more at a higher wage than them or equal to them and they've been there for years, there's so many other options of where you can go. So it's a really weird market right now for, especially for your hourly job seekers, not so much your professionals, but even on the professional side, companies are struggling to find, you know, directors, project managers, you know, all the different tech type folks. It is an employee's market and companies are having to adjust, you know, before the pandemic, you know, the interview process could take 3 or 4 different interviews. Now we're trying to do one and done's. You know, just to get you in, you know, because we know that you're probably interviewing with other people, especially if you have a solid background. So it's just a crazy market. And then now with Biden's deal with the vaccines, that any employer that has over 100 people, they have to have everybody vaccinated and everybody gets tested, you know, weekly. That's going to have a negative impact on recruiting as well. Because right now you have people that are asking us in my industry, they're saying, hey, do I have to be vaccinated? You know, is that mandatory? It's like, no, you know, it's not yet. And I say yet, because until OSHA and the government figure all that out, companies are going to have to adjust. But it's a crazy market, but it's an employee's market. If you are an employee somewhere, you're not happy, this is the time to go find your joy. This is the time to leave and go get your money, because there's companies that are going to pay you more.
Matter of fact, if you're not even trying to go back in the office, then you get you one of these jobs, half a jobs, and get you two of them, and now you got two jobs at the house, and you don't even have to leave, you know?
And you got two separate laptops you're working on. You're like, this one, this one. You know, I don't knock people's hustle, but I don't like people that do that. I think it's an integrity issue that you're going to get 50%. This is one of the things that I've always said I hated about Atlanta. And I know I'm talking about, you know, your place, and but it's not your place. Everybody I've ever met from Atlanta, they had a job and they had a side hustle. And I've always thought if you gave 100% to one or the other, you'd be doing well. But if your job is like $45,000 a year and your side hustle brings in $10,000 a year, you're wasting your time. You're working a whole lot of hours that you can do one or the other and focus 100% on it. But same thing with actual people that are accepting these full-time positions with benefits and all that stuff from two separate companies working from home and getting away with it.
Hey, never not the side hustle. The side hustle allowed a lot of these people during the pandemic who were put on the sideline to make their side hustle their main job. And the goal is always make that side hustle as much money as you can with the main job, and you can get rid of the main job and work for yourself.
Talking about OnlyFans, though, right? Yeah, awesome.
Somehow, I knew OnlyFans would come from here.
Well, I mean, it's not like there are people side hustle all of a sudden, you know, during this pandemic, I'm going to build a factory and I'm going to make X. No, you get online, you know, you create a podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Root.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we're those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it is. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, episode 54. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.
You know, football season's here. As we get into week two, I will say my fantasy football, I lost the first game. Came second place in my Yahoo Pick'em football thing, which was really close. And it takes is one game to just mess everything up for you, right? But great news in football. I mean, besides the fact that my 49ers won and your Saints won as well.
We did.
This is even better news in the sense of you've got this. It's not the first woman or first girl to start on a football team. But she's not like you usually hear about, a kicker. She's actually the starting safety and is like second and third string wide receiver. Basically, yeah. She's a badass. They just won a game with like by almost 50 points. And, you know, so yeah. Kudos to her in this one, man. I mean, you know, how do you feel if you're on the opposing team? Do you say, you know, because sometimes you're out there and you're like, all right, I'm running that guy over. Do you go, all right, I'm going to run that girl over. You're going to be called a bully.
No, I think if you're the opposing team, if you're on the field of battle, I don't care whether you have a penis or vagina. We're on the field of battle. And this is what we do. And I think that's how you show equal respect to this young girl. Mm-hmm. And this came in through the rgrtpod@gmail.com. This got emailed into us. And her name is Brooklyn Harker. And she just kicked off her first year playing varsity football. She's 16 at Chapel Hill High School. And she's a junior. Sole female for the Chapel Hill Tigers in North Carolina. And helped her team win its first home game 55-6. So 55-6 means defense was strong.
All the other teams sucked.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if they sucked. I'm excited for this because, you know, we always talk about women's basketball and how it's just not as fun to watch as men's basketball because men are dunking and doing all that crazy stuff, right? Yeah. I love to see that there are these women who are going to get out there, put on the pads and like, hey, let's bring it.
I will push back on you on saying that the watching women's basketball is not as aggressive as men's basketball. I went to the Atlanta Dream game, and they play tough. You would get your ass kicked out there. me, I know better. I'm sitting on the bench. But I'll tell you, when they play hard, they play hard. Now, yeah, there were no dunks in the game. But let's be honest. The NBA nowadays plays soft anyway. So it's not like they're playing that much tough. It's not like the Bulls and the Knicks back in the day or the Pistons, the Detroit Bad Boys. It's definitely not that out there on the NBA court. But I've seen some rough and tough moments out there when the women were playing because they play tough too. So, like you said, excited for this young lady. And there are leagues out there right now, football leagues, where they actually play for real. When I was in Richmond, we had a team there, and I can't remember the name of the team off the top of my head, but they were definitely in full shoulder, full outfit, football outfit, pads all the way. And when you see them out there hitting the work in training, yeah, they were in there.
No, I just think it's a cool story, man. I think there's so much things that are changing in the world, and to see that women are getting the same shot, again, coming from the state of Texas where women are just getting freaking hosed, I love this story.
You know, somebody who's been out here on the front line this week and just in the news cycle like crazy this past week was Nicki Minaj. And it's been, oh my God, all started with a tweet among a bunch of other tweets, but one the tweet that sparked everything was in the fact when she said, you know, a friend of her cousin had the vaccine and his testicles swole, so that's why her cousin wasn't getting the vaccine and she's still unsure about it. And of course, Joy Reid jumps on that, says, Nicki, you got to be more careful of what you say because you've got 22 million followers. So Nicki fires back as Nicki does, and then it just starts this whole thing. And this whole avalanche of stuff. And one of the latest things was the fact that, oh, well, the White House invited me. And the White House goes, hold up. We did not invite you to the White House. we offered to call you and talk about this, right? To which she goes, do you think I fucking lie about it? You know, so interesting stuff in this. But the thing that I think that comes in the worst is you feel justified when Piers Morgan is coming after you. But when Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson are defending you, what side are you on, really?
Yeah. So I do not believe at all that the White House has invited Nicki Minaj to the White House to talk to her about COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that whatsoever. Now, does she have 22 million followers? And maybe there was an effort to say, hey, let's have a conversation because you got 22 million followers. Mm-hmm. And so if you're putting this out there, that's 22 million people potentially who mm-hmm. are going to not get the vaccine in their eyes. But it's fucking Nicki Minaj, right? I don't look at Nicki Minaj to give me any wisdom whatsoever, you know, when it comes to COVID-19 and the vaccine at all. Unless you have studied and read all the literature around the vaccine, mm-hmm. which majority of people haven't done.
Right.
You're ignorant.
But I'm going to do some research.
No, you're not. You're going to do some Google searches and you got to click three links and then you're going to be like, see, what you're doing is you're looking for someone to validate what you're yep. thinking mm-hmm. rather than actually what's real. And so the fact that people are reaching out to Nicki Minaj is one thing. Now, here's the other reality. And this might piss some people off, right? But Nicki Minaj, even though she might be a businesswoman and she's done that, she doesn't know jack about science and medicine. And then for her to put on blast this person in Trinidad that all of a sudden has enlarged testicles, is impotent, and his fiance ended the wedding because of this, that's jacked up too. But to put all that out there to people is just stupid. And I wouldn't expect anything less from Nicki Minaj because I don't look at her as an intellectual. I look at her as an entertainer. But you're going to try to spit knowledge about a vaccine? I'm not listening to Nicki Minaj, and that's the problem. Too many people just follow these people that they've never met. I've never taken advice from somebody I've never met.
When it comes to medical advice, I'm not getting it from somebody who's got a lot of surgery. I'm going to take it from somebody who's performed a lot of surgery. So you pick and choose where you're going on this. Randy Jackson is, I'm all behind Nicki Minaj. Well, go ahead, Randy. You need to make some headlines.
Part of me feels like some of the people that have jumped on board on this are people who are trying to make themselves more relevant. Randy Jackson. We stopped worrying about Randy Jackson a long time ago. He lost mm-hmm. a lot of weight. He stopped doing the show. Whatever.
No, this is the actual other Randy Jackson. This is Randy Jackson. This is the Randy Jackson.
Like Michael Jackson's brother?
Yeah. Oh, enough said. That Randy
Jackson. Enough said. I don't need to hear any more about that. I thought this was Randy Jackson. Yeah, sorry. I apologize.
Like, that's a no for me, dog. Not that Randy Jackson.
That's the Randy Jackson I thought you were talking about. So I'm like, we haven't talked to you in a while. Randy Jackson just, I'm sorry.
We haven't heard from that Randy Jackson since Torture.
Exactly. And so you're just trying to like piggyback on the social media frenzy around it and to validate it. But you're a fool. Because unless you've had a sit-down intellectual conversation with Nicki Minaj, and then after that conversation, you're like, you know what? I agree with you. Great. But why would you co-sign on anything somebody said that you don't know? Right? I mean, it's just that's what we do in society. We just say, no, I don't believe that's true. You don't know this person. when Bill Cosby shit came up, everybody was quick to fight about Bill Cosby. And it's a black man. And they're trying to do this. I'm like, you're fighting hard for someone you've never met.
Yeah,
you're arguing really hardcore for someone you've never met, and then come to find out all that was true, and now you're just like, well, still, it's just Fox News trying to go after him because he was trying to buy. No bullshit. And so I think the same thing with Nicki Minaj. I just don't get why people try to follow that. So it's unfortunate, but whatever.
Ted Cruz, obviously, every week you're still on your case, and I'm sure you've got something to say about him this week as well too.
I do. And it's like, this is a crazy week for me because I have so much work going on. So I apologize if I'm multitasking, but I'm having to respond to some stuff. But I have a whole lot going on. This is going to be a crazy month. But the other day, I go to check my mailbox. And you know, you have those big mailboxes and you open up and there's like a key inside. I'm like, oh, I got a package.
That's what great. She said.
So then I open the package. I get the key, open the package. And then it's this box. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I open it up and there's a card in there that's talking about Ted Cruz. I'm like, who is sending me this? And here's what I got.
You signed up for the Ted Cruz mailing? You joined the campaign?
I got a candle from this. It's called That Gay Guy Candle Company. And it says, fuck Ted Cruz. And so apparently it's somebody that listens to the show. So at first I was flattered. But then in my mind, I'm like, who knows my address? I don't know any, I can't think of anybody that would do this.
Do any of your friends that you've invited to these crawfish broils or boils, do they listen to the show? Or do you keep your podcast and your personal crawfish life separate?
It's possible because I have had someone send me a gummy bag of dicks before because she was pissed at me. Mm. And it was like, when I say that, it's
did
like,
you eat them?
Gummy. No, I did not. I passed them off to someone else. But I posted on my Facebook, like, I don't know who sent me this. This is hilarious. Mm-hmm. But it was like a year before I found out who actually sent me this baggy gum of dicks.
Wait, so what did you said it came with a card. What did the card say?
The card was saying, it said, sorry about leaving that floater in your tank. It was a weird night or something like that. And I was like, what in the world are they talking about?
Wait a
minute. This is so weird.
We talked. This was on a. That's a Married at First Sight recap episode. You talked about somebody leaving a floater in the tank, not in the toilet, but in the tank.
Yeah.
And we said we'd unpack it, and we didn't unpack it.
No, we didn't. And we're still not.
Do you think it's that person? Do you think it's her?
No, I don't know. But I think I have a good idea who. Mm-hmm. After doing some due diligence on my end and researching and whatever. So I definitely wanted to say, CJ, you're the dude. CJ, you are the dude. CJ comments on our podcast quite often. Mm-hmm. CJ and I worked together back in our Applebee's days. We go a long way back. He's also worked at Hard Rock, where they give the Hard Rock salute. This is a real thing that Hard Rock does. So to CJ, the Hard Rock salute to you. But I freaking love the candle. And you know what? It smells like Cancun. If you really smell it, it smells like, Cancun, in February.
Hilarious. So obviously you're still going to keep your campaign going, and I see you now have a campaign slogan, and you do have a campaign logo. So now that you've got all that together, you might as well get the campaign pitch out of the way.
Vote him out, 2022. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because I think if I try to go fuck Ted Cruz 2022, I don't think that's going to get a lot of traction on social. So let's just stick with vote him out 2022. You know, we all remember Snowpocalypse, those that are here from Texas. We can't forget about that. We can't forget about some of the things that Ted Cruz has said. I think it's time for a different type of leadership that we have in the Senate. And so I'm hoping that Texas comes together and does the right thing in 2022.
Yep. I hope it happens for you. However, Texas is going to Texas. Texas is going to Florida. Texas is going to Flexus. And Ted Cruz is going to be right back there. Senator Ted Cruz running for president in 2024. So, sorry, buddy. But
maybe.
Love the candle. And I'm glad it smells like Cancun. Now you've got a piece of it with you. What are you drinking today, man?
Angel's Envy. Angel's, it's a bourbon night. It's Thursday. It's bourbon Thursdays. I'm like Michaela from Married at First Sight. I like bourbon and whiskey. You a goddamn motherfucking lot.
You are, Michaela. I'm bringing some of that and going with the Bro Brothers. So remember I told you there was a liquor of bourbon whiskey I was testing out.
I haven't had that one. You gotta let me know.
It's made history as Kentucky's first African-American owned and operated distillery when they officially filled their first barrel December 31st, 2020. So, you know.
Yeah. I haven't had it, so I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah, so shout out to Bro Brothers on that, you know. And congratulations on being the first African-American owned and operated distillery in Kentucky. I'm Yachty Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yes. Send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit to our RGRTpod@gmail.com website, and we will use them on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.